This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Brian Fitzpatrick, senior editor at the Culture and Media Institute, which is part of the Media Research Center located just outside Washington. He has chronicled the coverage of the 2008 presidential election, and particularly in recent weeks, the media's coverage, or more accurately, lack of coverage, of some of the controversial issues surrounding Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You've especially looked at the issue of Bill Ayers, an issue that John McCain has brought up specifically. He has not talked specifically about some of the other questionable connections in Obama's past and present. What have you been looking at in that coverage, and what have you discovered?
We at the Media Research Center do media coverage, so of course I've been looking at the way the media have dealt with Obama's relationship with Bill Ayers. And I guess to sum it up quickly, it's been very disappointing. Both the McCain campaign and a number of conservative blogs, a few conservative newspapers and reporters, and of course many talk show hosts have raised the issue of the relationship with Ayers. Obama's response to this is to try to laugh it off and to poke fun at it, saying that he was 8 years old when Bill Ayers was bombing the Pentagon and so forth. The media, the mainstream liberal news media, have not been investigating this charge. They've been glossing it over. In fact, what we found is they are frequently simply repeating Obama's talking points. We found instance after instance where they did a story where they reported the charge, then simply said Obama responded he was only 8 years old at the time. In fact, a number of newspapers have taken that talking point to heart and they've made it their own reporting. For example, in Time magazine, Time says in 1969 when Obama was 8 years old, New York Daily News, Ayers set off bombs when Obama was 8 years old. So they're just repeating the talking point as if they'd come up with it on their own.
In terms of what the media has been able to get out of Ayers himself, is he simply not talking, or are they just not even trying to understand what the connection is between Obama and Ayers?
Ayers is not talking. There have been, as far as I'm aware, two examples of mainstream news media people trying to track down Ayers and speak with him, and he has simply stonewalled them each time. A Chicago Tribune tried it once. All they saw was his office door. He refused to answer questions. But they were able to pick up a couple of interesting factoids, that the man has posters of Che Guevara hanging in his office, among other radical icons. ABC reporter attempted to speak with him as well, and he simply refused to respond. The media has been doing nothing to try to track down relationship with Ayers dating back over decades. Facts have come out. The Obama campaign has changed its story. The media will report that the story's been changed, but they are doing no initial reporting of their own to try to ferret out the real story.
What should voters know about the relationship between the two? In the, I believe it's the third and final debate, Obama talked about the fact they were on the same board, but that board also included university presidents and folks who had conservative leanings, and so he said that shouldn't be really an indictment against him. So what do we know for sure?
The most important thing to know is that Bill Ayers is responsible for giving Barack Obama his first executive experience, and that was running a board that distributed the money that Ayers was able to acquire from the Annenberg Foundation. Ayers was one of the authors of a grant proposal to the Annenberg Foundation. It's called the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, and they got close to $50 million of money that had been earned by a solid conservative to distribute in Chicago to try to improve education. Ayers then selected Obama to be the man in charge of distributing the money. I don't think it's very likely that Bill Ayers, a seasoned radical political activist, would have chosen someone he didn't know and trust to hand out that money that he worked so hard to acquire.
Is there some sort of paper trail on Barack Obama endorsing in any way Bill Ayers' ideology, if not his tactics?
Well, there's an extensive amount of material about Barack Obama supporting Marxism, toying around with Marxism. I would recommend that people, if they want to look into this issue, go to the American Thinker website. Our website does media criticism. We don't really dig into the facts or the essence of a subject itself. It's always how the media covers it. So I can tell you what the media has been writing or failing to write about this. The American Thinker is where I'm getting my information to find out what they should be reporting. An important issue is that the that Obama has known Ayers since 95. He started his campaign in Ayers' living room. That's where he was announced that he was beginning his political career. He has been a close associate of Ayers, distributing the money, working together with Ayers on the Chicago Annenberg Challenge and other boards as well. And there has been some suggestion that their relationship was much closer than people realize. Obama wrote a blurb to a book that Ayers published in 1997. And there's been some suggestion that Ayers helped Obama write his two best-selling books. So this is a relationship that may well have gone back for a long time. The media are studiously avoiding answering those questions because they don't want to link Obama too closely to a guy who killed cops and bombed the Pentagon in the U.S. Capitol.
We're talking with Brian Fitzpatrick of the Culture and Media Institute. And, Brian, in our last 60 seconds, what other aspects of media coverage of the Obama campaign or lack of coverage are you following closely here in the final days?
We have a big emphasis right now on sort of the obverse side of it is that they've been the media has been not been doing their job in vetting Barack Obama very well, but they've been doing his yeoman work in trying to destroy what they consider the biggest political threat to Obama, and that is the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans, Sarah Palin. There's been a remarkable attack on Palin on all levels, suggesting that she is either a dunce or a demon. Today, we are releasing a special report on the coverage of Sarah Palin, and it shows how the media first attacked her as a dunce, suggesting she wasn't up to the job, and then when she did well in the debate performance, the vice presidential debate against Joe Biden, they switched gears and started trying to smear her as a demon who was attacking Obama without justification. And again, rather than looking into the substance of the accusations that she was bringing about Obama's ideology and his relationships, they simply repeated the Barack Obama campaign talking points.
Brian, unfortunately, we'll need to call time there since we're out of it. Thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Greg.
Brian Fitzpatrick is a senior editor at the Culture and Media Institute, part of the Media Research Center. This is Dateline Washington.